Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are not a true crime podcast, but we're going to start today's episode solving a mystery.
We're going to solve it right now?
We're going to solve it right now.
Okay.
Or we're going to try to solve it. And we'll take, you know, theories, considerations, possibilities, if somebody's listening and there's a clue.
It sounds like we're going to open the case.
We're going to open the case.
You have to forgive Jeff. You guys, he doesn't listen to true crime.
Right.
And he doesn't watch Dateline. So he's like kind of a rookie. So bear with his very awful terminology. We're going to open a case file.
Yeah. All right. So let's open this case. This is the first 48 because this just became a case the other day.
Then it's not the first 48. Okay. Anyways, the true crime according to Jeff Dollar.
I reached into my desk drawer earlier this week and discovered that there were only 3 pens remaining in the desk drawer. The mystery is, where are they? Because months ago, like at the beginning of the year, maybe even sometime last year, Callie and I discovered this brand of pen. I believe it's the house brand of Office Depot. You can get them on Amazon, but they're called Tool. T-U-L or Tull. I don't know, but it's T-U-L. And we both love them. They write beautifully. And if you're a human, you know the joy of a good pen.
Yeah. And your handwriting is better. It's a thing.
And you know the frustration of a lousy pen. Like you get one that skips, it's whatever. Totally can ruin the moment. Good pen, great. So what we did is we bought like 2 dozen of these pens, put them in the desk, and now there's 3 left. We don't go anywhere and we don't have people over to the house. So where are they?
I have solved the mystery.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you first, and then you decide if it's
good. Sorry.
You really got to brush up on your true crime, boo. Okay, so here's what happens. We have been home.
Yeah.
And we've also been working a lot.
Yep.
And
At home.
I can tell you personally that I have been in the middle of multiple meetings, writing, pen, out of ink. So I toss it in the trash.
First of all, that's good because a lot of times
you put it back in the thing and then when you go and you really need a pen you're dang it.
Why don't people throw away? Because I'm guilty of it too. The pen runs out of ink and you're like, and you put it back in the cup where the pens go and then you pick another pen. Like, why don't you just throw it out?
Right. That's a micro anxiety that happens again and again and again and again. And like, why not just throw it away? Also, I have never met anyone that uses pen refills, but I would love to meet that person. There's always pen refills at Office Depot.
Yeah.
Who is buying those? Why is there still a market for these? I don't know.
People who buy fancy pens who love the environment.
These pens. So
you're telling me that we have gone through 20. So if there's 4 left, 16 pens have run out. Well, 3 or 4 of them got tossed because somebody likes to gnaw on them like a hamster with a wood block.
It's Ellie.
No, it's not.
So we are writing a lot. They're not that, they don't have a ton of ink in them. So yes, I have been throwing them away as they run out of ink.
Okay.
But Jeff, you probably have you average probably 2 or 3 meetings a day. I average at least 2 at home.
I don't take notes, though. I rely on the other person to do that.
Oh, I take notes.
And then email me a summary.
I take notes for everything. I write everything down or I forget it. So that is the great pen mystery of 2021. Yeah, you throw your pens away when you're done with them.
Well, good news. Amazon.
Oh, you just dropped it on Lily.
Amazon has delivered us another dozen tool.
Okay. Is it the remade ones or is it the OGs?
It's the OG one.
Good.
I think. The only thing I could base it on, because they're all the...
Nope. Hold on. Throw it to me. I know the difference. Toss them over here. Why do you be so violent? These are the new version.
No, they're not.
They are.
Oh, but nope.
I have the old one.
No, that's the... You have the new one.
No, I have the old one because it has the holes in the gripper. That is the one.
Well, be careful opening those because I'll return them then. Don't just tear into them like some sort of like panda ripping apart a bamboo stalk.
Oh, okay.
Right with it, because I compared them.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You just now opened
them. No, we have them both in the drawer, and I looked. That's the better one, isn't it?
Nope.
Yes, it is. It's
not the better one.
It's the one I like better.
Oh, house divided. No, I like the other one better. It's more structured. I like the OG one. This one is smoother, the new one. It doesn't give me as neat of handwriting.
I went back, just so you know, that you have transitioned then. You like the new one because I went back and looked at the order history.
That's, no, I don't. This is an old one.
It's not. That's the one the one in your right hand with the ridges is the one that I ordered last time and we were so bummed when it arrived. So you've evolved. No,
that is not true. I know specifically because I don't like the grip of this one either. The smooth grip ones I don't like. So whatever that is, whether you ordered it last time or not, no, there's no evolution. I like the ones with the holes in the grip and then the smooth ones I don't like.
Right.
And these are the smooth ones. I don't like them.
Okay.
So.
Those are the OGs.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
Then Amazon's wrong.
Amazon is a liar and...
The company. You know what? This is the beginning of the end. Amazon's about to go out of business because they cannot keep track of the pens.
There you go. Think fast.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar. Today, I'm grateful for Amazon's order history, not just for this pen debacle drama, but I also like the Amazon order history because you can, if you just remember, like I do it all the time with cables that I need to replace in the studio or with like a notebook or anything. I'm like, what? And I can replace it with the exact same thing if it's still in existence.
Well, the thing that I really like about it too is at this point, there are a lot of items, at least that I buy, that are like a bunch of different places sell them. So once I bought them once and I know that I like them from the seller, I know it's not going to be like some sketchy seller or, you know what I mean? So, or just like slightly different than the thing I ordered last time.
So that's what I'm grateful for.
My name is Callie Dollar and I am grateful. What did I tell you I was grateful for?
Weekends.
Oh yeah, long weekends. I have today off of my corporate job. I have Monday off and I have Tuesday off and I am really grateful for a long weekend.
Again, just affirming that Callie has the greatest job on planet Earth.
Why is that?
Because you have so much time off.
Well, I don't have that much time off. I have holidays off. And I get to work from home.
And the Friday and the Tuesday afterwards. And you get to work from home.
But I've been the work from home thing. Yes, a bonus. The benefits, total bonus. The fact that I get a free flu shot at work, total bonus.
I used to get a free flu shot at work.
Did you?
Yeah, they would send out a thing and like it was just, I think it was like the office building who organized it. And then you would just go down to the lobby.
Like, we have a little clinic or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I can't wait to get my flu shot. I'm actually very excited to get that this year.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
10.
Oh, nice.
I know. I'm so excited. I haven't been in 10 in a while, I think. And I've had such a great week. I wouldn't have known that,
considering how salty you were about the pens.
I'm not salty about the pens. I think what you meant to say is I'm right about the pens. And you know this, Jeff Deller. You can say this. I rarely argue with you about, like, I just don't drag things out. So I'm that confident about this.
Okay. Should we bet on it?
No.
Oh, so you're almost.
No, I just, I don't like bets.
Oh.
It's the same reason I don't like games.
Because you don't want to pay them off on the tiny little off chance that you've lost?
No, I just think bets are dumb. I don't like truth or dare. It's stupid. It's stupid. The result of a bet makes someone feel bad or embarrassed. And I don't like that feeling. It's the same reason when I would play truth or dare, I would never do the dare because I don't want to feel stupid.
So are you worried about losing the bet and you feeling stupid, or are you one of those people where other people's embarrassment also makes you feel bad?
It's not the losing or winning of the bet. It's the payoff part of it. It just has always made me so uncomfortable. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It just, like, makes me anxious and really weird. And I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't like Vegas. And it's just a weird thing. I don't know where that comes from. But
when we were talking about the whole empath thing and trying to figure out what type of empath we were and all that stuff, we got messages from people who were trying to help us out, and they were weighing in on what they understood their definition to be and talking about how they act and whatever. Multiple people left messages and said that in situations like that where other people would be embarrassed, like bet payoffs or
you have to walk around the floor in your underwear or something,
whatever, like stuff like that. Those things actually make the person, like other people having to do those things in front of them, make the person feel worse than if they had to do it themselves.
Yes, absolutely. Like if we had a thing where it was like, oh, we have a bet and the payoff is you have to do dishes for the next month or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. I would hate seeing that every year. Like it just would. I would feel so bad. It would make me anxious every time you were doing it. I just don't like it. And
I would rub it in. I'd be doing those dishes and I'd be like, oh, is the couch comfortable? It looks so comfortable.
Yeah.
What is this? Night 4 of 30? I'm such a sore loser.
You're such a sore loser. But anyways, yeah, I don't like to see people losing. I don't like to see, it's so weird, but I could be, you know, when we were in Atlantis one time. They have a casino there. And there was a guy that was placing like $10,000 bets. Do you remember this? I mean, a huge high roller just
He was playing like three hands of blackjack. Each one had like $3,000 on it or $5,000. Crazy amount.
Which is funny because that's not even like, that's high roller. But there are people that bet so much more. It's just a crazy thing to watch. And when he would lose, I would get so stressed. And I don't know him.
But that was, he was losing. If he lost every hand he was playing, it was like losing a quality used car.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe I wasn't thinking of him. Maybe I was thinking of myself and being like, oh my gosh.
Like if he lost three hands, you're like, oh, that's, you just drove a 3-year-old Mazda 3 off a cliff. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay, that's it.
It just stresses me out.
But then if he won, you're like, hey, let's go buy a brand new car.
Stresses me out. It's so weird. I don't know. Anyways, on a scale of 1 to 10, Jeff Deller, how are you?
I am an 8. The only reason I'm taking 2 points off. The first point is coming off because I wasn't as productive yesterday as I wanted to be. And the second point is coming off is because the reason I wasn't as productive as I want to be is because it looks like Ellie has her top teeth coming in, and with her bottom teeth, we didn't even, like, she was not fussy. It didn't bother her at all. And these top teeth are hurting her.
And she's so sad. Well, here's the thing. You were not productive at work, but you were productive at being a good dad.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Like, you killed the dad game yesterday.
Poor little Ellie, though. Those teeth are hurting her so much.
I did look at her mouth right before I put her down because Jeff does her morning routine usually, and I put her to bed. And I think I saw the first little thing popping out, like the first little spike, because baby teeth are like puppy teeth. They're so sharp. And since they're not worn down at all, they are like – not spiky, but they have like, they're just not worn in yet. And I saw the first little spike thing coming down through.
Yeah.
So we're going to have two teeth. The good thing is she'll have a lot more food options to choose from now that she has more chompers.
Well, she had four teeth because she has two in the bottom already.
Right. So, but she'll actually be able to chew stuff instead of gum it. Yeah. So that's why you're an eight.
Yep.
Rest of the week was good.
Yep.
You had your podcast course.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I had, like I said, a super good week this week. And there were three points in this week where people went out of their way to compliment me. And it wasn't for a specific reason. It was like, hey, I just want to tell you this about you. It made me feel so good. I'm like about to cry. I was so amped up. And I think I'm still running on the adrenaline of the really cool things that people said, because it was nice, but it was also like productive compliments.
The ones you shared with me were nice compliments, but they were very specific. Like, your contributions in this area make my life better in these ways.
Which is the cool, I need to be more specific about my compliments,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to say like, oh, you look really nice. It's another thing to say, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. I mean, I hate the physical appearance thing, but you know, your work that you did on this project and what you brought, I would have never thought of those things before. And you really changed the game on that project.
Somebody once said this, cause you brought up the, you look really nice thing. Somebody said this to me once, and I used to think about it all the time, and I've forgotten about it until just now. But when you compliment, when you say, that's a really pretty dress that you're wearing, or I really like that suit, or I love those shoes, or whatever, you're technically not complimenting the person.
You're complimenting the object.
You're complimenting the object. So the way to up your compliment game is to say, oh my gosh, I really like the earrings that you chose to wear with that dress or whatever.
You have such great style.
Yes, because then now the person is like on cloud nine because they're like, oh yeah, I'm not just a good picker outer of clothes that somebody else designed.
I have style.
And that stuck with me for years. And then I forgot about it until just now.
Yeah. So it was really cool. And I think I'm going to make a point to give very specific compliments because that really does make a difference. And it seems a little less like, is contrived the word? Canned. It feels
forced. It feels less forced.
And it feels harder to think of someone and come up with specific things. You know what I mean? Like, that takes a little more effort.
It's less generic.
It's not something that you would say about everybody, you know? So anyways, I thought that was so cool. It completely made my week. And ironically, I think I said this yesterday, but it was compliments about work that I put into. Specifically things that aren't job description things that I kind of like went out of my way to try for the first time, and I got really good feedback about it. So that felt really cool.
When I was at the podcasting convention, I heard a bit of advice that somebody gave, and I'm like, huh, that might be cool, but I don't know if I could implement it, but that might be cool. I'm going to try it. And I tried it this week, and it is a game changer. So I'm going to give you the advice that was given to me at the convention, and you didn't even have to buy a ticket to the convention. I'm just giving it to you for free right now. This person said, pick a week and commit during that week to addressing all, and it kind of fits in the category of micro anxieties, but theirs was specific to workflow things, to solve all of the 2-minute problems that bug you when they come up. And they,
I don't understand.
I'll give you a perfect example. This is a total game changer. But I edit our shows. Everything that I have for our show and for any other show that I lay hands on is I edit on a Windows-based computer, right? And everything is in a different folder that's usually in a subfolder, which is in a subfolder. For example, if I'm working on Moms on Call, I have to click 1022, which is our company, then Moms on Call. And then if it's audio, then I have to click producer. Mm-hmm. And I have to go into that folder. Then I have to pick what I'm exactly producing. Then I click, click, click. So it takes like six clicks. I'm always going into the same two or three. Most of the stuff in that folder, I don't have to touch, but I have to click through it. So I just made it a shortcut. I think about it every time, but I'm like, oh, I just want to get this done. I'm not going to do it now. It takes 15 seconds to make it a shortcut. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing I did on Monday. I feel like I was being carried by angels.
So, but that's kind of like, yes, that was the tip, but also we have had that tip on the show forever because that's a micro anxiety.
I know, but this is specific to not necessarily like, oh, I want to clean out the closet where the printer is, or, oh, I want to, fix the cable, tangled mess of cables under my desk or anything. It's something that you encounter and solve immediately if it takes less than 60 seconds.
Instead of putting it on a looming to-do list that is like goes into oblivion.
Or working around it. That was the difference. They're like, how many things, I think the way they phrase it is like, how many times do you take the long route instead of getting on the highway simply because you're more familiar with the long route? If you just figured out what exit you were on or something like the mm-hmm. way he described it. And I was like, oh, and I did it this week. And I'm telling you, it's incredible. Because all this stuff, even if it only adds up to 90 seconds a day.
You know what?
That's 7 or 8 minutes a week. That's 30 minutes a month that I'm getting back.
You know what I randomly think about all the time? I think about this with my car and my computer. What technology exists that makes my life easier that I don't even know about? Like things like shortcuts. You know what I mean? Like uh-huh. there are probably like a million things on our computers, on our phones, whatever, that would make life easier, but we just don't know about them.
Oh, that we're not using.
That we're not like taking advantage of. Like I know my car probably has some features that I have no clue exist.
That could be a great thing to have people share via voicemail. What shortcut is... What life-changing shortcut do you think more people need to know about?
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. Call us if you have one, 800-434-5454.
Do you have to clean off your bathroom counter before company comes, or do you get nervous that somebody might peek into one of the drawers or under the cabinets in your bathroom and you have so much stuff? My guess is you don't use 90% of it. That's the truth about skincare products. Most of them don't do much. So you buy them, you try them, and then you forget them, but you spent good money on it, so you don't want to throw it away. How about this? Spend your hard-earned money with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. They also work with reducing redness, wrinkles, even dark spots. All of that is possible once you go to Apostrophe online and take their quiz about your skin goals and your medical history, snap a few selfies, and a dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan for you. It's going to be perfectly tailored for your skin. And because you're an Upside listener, you can take advantage of a special deal. Save $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/upside, but you have to use the code Upside. Go to apostrophe.com/upside, click begin visit, and then use code Upside at sign up for $15 off. APOSTROPHE Upside, and the code is upside. Do away with that bathroom counter clutter and instead invest in your skin with Apostrophe.
I'm going to paint a picture for you here, okay? Imagine that it's fall and you're comfy from head to toe and you're wrapped in a blanket and sipping something hot by the fire. Ah, bliss, right? Now, imagine the softest thing you've ever felt. Imagine the same soft thing, the softest thing you've ever felt on your butt. You're now thinking about Me Undies. They're designed by the country's top softness scientists to be the softest thing you've ever worn, period. From undies to loungewear, their fabrics are breathable, light, and almost irresponsibly cozy. You've been warned. You may not be able to get off the couch because you will be so comfortable. Available in sizes extra small through 4XL in a variety of classic colors and iconic prints, Me Undies will have your back and your butt all fall long. MeUndies has a ton of styles and prints to choose from, and the underwear is so comfortable. The hipster style has become a go-to for me, and I love wearing them to bed, which tells you a lot because when you go to bed, you want to be your absolute most comfortable, right? MeUndies has a great deal for Upside listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside.
You could save 50% or more on life insurance simply by comparing quotes using Policy Genius. That means you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance just by using Policy Genius to compare policies. They make it so easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. The licensed experts of Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And they don't add on any extra fees. Eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor. So if you are ready to start taking your life insurance needs seriously, start at policygenius.com. When you're ready to apply after they've compared all these policies for you, they're even going to handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Today's quote of the day is, never let success go to your head. Never let failure get to your heart.
Three random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. Number one, this originally came up back in July, Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. Yeah, they did it as a limited release, kind of as a joke, but it sold out in an hour. I think 6,000 pints sold out in 60 minutes.
Ew.
It's coming back due to popular demand. And to make it, if you want it, I've set the link up as a text message. So just text the word Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, to 800-434-5454, and you'll get an auto response with the link to the Kraft mac and cheese ice cream. Number two, if you are trying to cut some of your food cravings, like snacks, like if you're a junk food binger, there's a study out of the University of South Florida that suggests just having the fragrance or the scent of the snack is enough to satisfy the craving. And the longer you smell it, the more the craving diminishes. So perhaps
you're like, oh, too much. I'm done.
Maybe. I don't know what the details of it were.
So perhaps we should buy chocolate chip scented cookie candles and then scent you out. And then.
Or the thought would be you have the chocolate chip cookies, or the chocolate chip cookie dough or whatever. And all you do is you just smell it until you don't want it anymore.
That's the theory. Like. Kind of an eating disorder.
And the third random thing is humans are not the only monogamous creatures on the planet. The following species also
take
a mate for life.
Lobsters.
Penguins and lobsters. Also vultures, swans, termites, and otters.
Termites and vultures. Interesting. I do feel like vultures kind of get a bad rap. Are they aggressive? Or nobody just likes them because they eat dead stuff?
I think they're just ugly. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Everything eats dead stuff. We had dead stuff for dinner last night. It's chicken. Like, everybody eats dead stuff.
What about, vegetarians don't.
Really? Those plants are alive? Yank a carrot out of its peaceful earthen slumber, start noshing on it?
Oh my gosh. Do you think there's a group of activists that think it's mean to harvest vegetables?
What would you eat?
Meat all the time, but like I'm just saying.
Oh, because you don't want to hurt the vegetables' feelings? That's what I'm going to say when I don't want a veggie side with my food. I'm going to be like, hi, can I just get a second hamburger? Because I don't want to harm the life of a vegetable. So I don't want to harm the life of a salad. So I just like two hamburgers from the same cow because, I mean, it's already dead. Those are my three random things.
My beautiful human alert this week is from North Dakota and is from a Target in North Dakota. And I feel like Target is one of those companies that consistently impresses me. And I don't know if it's like they install some good energy into their water system or whatever, but the way they train their employees, like, I have not had a bad experience at Target. Anyways, there was a teacher named Emmy Aperspach, I think is how you say it. And she was a teacher. She was shopping for school supplies at Target. She's only 24. She had a stroke she was in Target shopping for school supplies for her classroom. And had to go to the hospital, was in the hospital for days, right? But obviously, since she drove to Target, her car was in the parking lot. So her mom called and was like, hey, my daughter had a medical emergency at your store. She's a teacher. She left her car there. Basically, because she's a mom, she told the whole story.
Yeah.
You know, as my mother would do.
Right.
You know, like Kay Riggs calls you to find out where my car is. She's telling you everything that I do. I have a daughter.
You're getting the description of what the hospital food dinner was last night.
Pretty much. So she's doing her mom thing. And the person that answered the phone was like, oh my gosh, we have to do something for this teacher. So they made her, the Target employees, a gift basket of school supplies for her classroom. So when she got out of the hospital and picked up her car, there was a gift basket waiting for her to fill her classroom with supplies.
That's
and I
awesome.
Thought that was just, it's just cool. Like they didn't have to do that. They could have just been like, yeah, we'll make sure that no one breaks into your car.
Or they could have said like, yeah, just make sure you bring cash because we booted it. We put a boot on the car. It can only right. be here for a day.
Anyways, so the Target employees at the North Dakota Target, whichever one that is, you are beautiful humans.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.
We do not have a Free Stuff Friday this week because it is a holiday weekend. So we will see you on Monday. We will be here on The Upside on Monday, and we hope you have a safe holiday weekend.
If you're traveling, travel safe, whether it's by plane or by car. And if you're sticking around and you've got some time off, enjoy the extra day of holiday. Hopefully the weather will be nice. It's been a crazy week of weather all over the country. So fingers crossed for some nice weather for a holiday weekend.
Hi, this is related to Jeff talking about the guy who gave him the advice of just go for the job, even if you don't have the exact resume or credentials for it. So this is for if you are going for a job that you had gone to school for or had experience for. This is what my sister used to always say to people. Don't worry about whether or not you want the job until they offer it to you. So some people will talk themselves out of even applying for a job or worry about, well, do I really want this or not? You don't need to worry about that until they offer it to you. And then if they offer it to you, then that's when you can really do that pros and cons list and decide, do I want this or not? All right. Have a great day. Bye.
I shop online for almost everything at this point. And while I like to take advantage of sales and discounts, I just don't have time to keep track of all the offerings that my favorite retailers offer. Enter Honey. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online that range from tech and gaming sites to popular brands and even food delivery. I was recently shopping for tops at one of my favorite retail stores, and I was able to get an additional $25 off through Honey. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion, that's billion with a B, in savings. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I would never recommend something that I don't use. I shop online all the time, and I am so grateful to have Honey installed so they can do the hard work of finding deals for me. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/upside. That's joinhoney.com/upside.
Hey, I have a theory about the September show close. When I first heard that voice, I promise you, I thought it was Wanda Sykes. And I don't know if somehow that got triggered. That woman sounds like Wanda Sykes to me. So that's my theory. I hope she gets it figured out. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. Talking about a career change, I just wanted to share. I worked for a company, and it's one of those companies that literally got richer during the pandemic, and their business really took off. I was an assistant, and come February of this year, we got a call from, like, one of the big bosses. He called every assistant just to check in. And he said, unfortunately, though, we're not able to give you your 3% standard raise, but we can give you 1% a raise as a token of our appreciation for all you've done during the pandemic. Then a few months ago, I found out from one of the associates, you know, I was kind of telling him, oh, well, I'm bummed, you know, we didn't get our raise, and I hope we have a good Christmas bonus. And he was like, we all got at least a 10% raise. So once I heard that, you know, it was clear we're just not appreciated. We're not valued. I was on LinkedIn for a week, got an interview, and I started a new job. I'm so happy I made the move. And so anyway, make the move. If you feel that you're not valued and you're not happy any longer, now is the time. Good luck to everyone, and bye.
I just wanted to say I absolutely loved today's episode 657, Pandemic Parenting. I don't know, just you guys were just on today and it was great. And I love the positive thinking for September. And Jeff, I just want to say you were talking about negative thinking, that it comes easier. I don't think so. I think it's actually learned, like you were talking about with Ellie, the fears that are learned other than, you know, the natural ones of fear of falling and fear of loud noises. Negative thinking is learned, unfortunately. I think it's kind of strong in our society. But so thank you. Today's episode was just awesome. You've been so happy. Bye.
Hey, guys, it's Robin. I paused today's episode. Y'all are talking about how you feel like you haven't had any of the experiences that other parents. And I just want to let you know that not all kids have meltdowns in public. I have two children. Both of mine were pretty easy as babies. I know that's not always the case. Is it always going to be easy? No, you'll go through different stages. But, you know, you just have, you learn tricks. Like, mine do get whiny in public, but I've never had a full-on tantrum. And it just depends on the child. Like, when we would go to dinners, we would take our kid and one of us would walk around instead of sitting at the table. And I think Moms on Call might have recommended this. Like, we take them for a walk outside so they're not just sitting there forever until the food comes. So you learn little things, and you know, maybe we'll have it harder when our kids get older. I know I've got a little sassy pants right now, and that can be difficult. It's difficult to raise yourself. How about I just put it that way? So I love this show, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Bye.
I was feeling like some of y'all out there, you got dreams, but you're feeling like you just don't believe in yourself. Well, honeys, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be so hard for other folks to believe in you. So you know what I want you to do today? I want you to start telling yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You got some books to write. You got some songs to sing. You got some inventions to invent. You go on out there and have yourself a good day. I believe in you.